What's up, everybody? This is the Couch Co-op Podcast, episode number 15, where we bring you the latest and greatest in gaming news. I'm Joe Nixon, and with me, as always, is...
Casey Tapp.
That's right.
I never know when to break in.
That's okay.
Just wait for it.
Just hold eye contact until I stop talking, and then you're good. So...
Getting back on track. Trying to.
Weekly podcast. This is the second consecutive week.
I'm putting off doing my final research paper for this podcast.
Yeah, I'm putting off doing a lot of things to do this podcast. A lot of PlayStation news this weekend. We got PlayStation Experience that just happened in Las Vegas. We got the Game Awards that just happened on the 6th. So yesterday, actually. That was on Saturday.
Ooh.
And of course, they always announce new games then. So, let's get to it. What's the thing we start the show off with, Casey?
The hit list!
Yo, alright, so we got five items on the hit list.
Five items for the hit list. Number one!
Just beware, it's a lot of PlayStation news. New gameplay footage for No Man's Sky was shown at the Game Awards. Including a weird little portal thingy.
Yeah.
That looked cool.
Kind of made me want to rub my nipples.
Like,
that's how good it
was.
I'm
just ready to hear an actual release date.
Yeah.
They say 2015, which is okay, but it makes me nervous that it's going to get delayed or something.
Yeah, that's like all the people that said that stuff was going to release 2014.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, well, 2015.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Looking forward to playing it, though, as always.
Yeah.
Was glad to see a little bit more. Glad they're still working on it.
It does look good.
Yeah, it looks great.
I hope they have a destruction method that I can just go through and destroy everything.
Just blow up all
if
the planets.
If we land on a planet where there's animals, I'm basically going to glass it and let it start over. I wonder if that would work.
That'd be kind of funny. Like, just like Noah's Ark, just leave two of every kind of animal.
let them mate back. I wonder if they'd come back different, though.
That'd be weird. It'd be cool to see, like, if this game does anything with, well, obviously, like, there's some weird evolutional type stuff, but, like, if you go back to a planet, like, X amount of days later, if the species has altered in a way or something, depending on how the in-game clock is, like, that'd be kind of interesting. Cool stuff. A lot of cool stuff that could happen in that game.
Yeah,
and we just have to wait to play it, which is cool. I'd rather discover it than them tell us all in the trailer. Like
that's true. Yeah, yeah. So. I think it's going to be one of those games like Minecraft where, like, there's an infinite amount of things that you can do, and there's nothing that you have to do.
Right. Yeah.
So you can just, you know, jump in, run around, you know, build stuff, blow shit up, whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. I can't wait for it. It's going to be great. But on to number two.
Number two.
Final Fantasy VII is coming to PS4, but it's not like an HD remake. It's just the PC version that they made a while back, and they're putting it on PS4. So nothing really special.
Yeah.
Moving on.
I bet there's a lot of people though that will be excited about that.
I guess I'm not really a Final Fantasy guy, but I thought it was notable to
10.
Let people know.
Ten was a good. I was really pumped. About 10 when they remastered it, and I started playing it, and then a few more games came out, and I was like, new stuff.
Right, yeah. That's how I am with a lot of those ports, like, just...
So that's, yeah. I think it'll be, it's one of those things, like, some of the people that grew up playing that if they have time, you know, that'll be a really big thing for them, is to be able to go back and relive that, because that's a big deal.
Right, yeah.
Like, it's really fun. It's kind of like buying the Master Chief Collection.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it was made forever ago, and even though they just kind of upped the graphics a little bit,
yeah.
It's really nice to be able to go back and just enjoy your childhood, you know?
Right. Exactly, yeah.
But anyways, number three!
Number three, Gang Beasts, the
oh my God.
Couch co-op multiplayer fighting game, goofy fighting game.
I'm so excited.
Coming to PlayStation 4.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be awesome. I've had a port of it on my laptop, and I've played... Some of like the single player stuff, and it's just hilarious.
This is basically.
So I can't wait to play some.
This game is based on my fighting life.
Just drunk punches.
Yeah, but Like, I don't know how to fight. I've never been in a fight. So I imagine if I ever got into a fight, this would be me.
Yeah, it looks, I mean, it is fun. It's super fun. I've already played a little bit of it, and it's just hilarious. Like, I laugh every single time I play that game.
Even if you lose, it's still
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, because, like, when you lose, even all the AI just do this and lift their arms up. Like, it's just, like, really funny. Like, just gloat. It's great. So I can't wait for that one.
That's epic.
Yeah. And they didn't say when, unless if I missed it. They just said coming soon. I bet it'll be January, February, sometime around there.
Yeah, and there's a few really good videos out there.
Yeah.
For like, if you want to get a good look at it, if you don't know
go
what it is.
Go check out Node's Gang Beast playlist and just watch all those.
They're pretty good. They do a good rundown of it, especially since the best thing about Node and other, like, big companies that do those kind of, like, pre-release footage stuff.
I wouldn't call them big companies, but they're big YouTubers.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. You know, they're big to their viewers.
Right.
They have a huge following. But they, the good thing about them is that they have enough people to show you four players.
Exactly.
And that's the best part of any game, is having a large group of friends to play with.
And there's probably, not a lot of people would have heard about Gang Beast if it wasn't for those YouTubers.
I wouldn't have known anything about it, but it looks phenomenal.
Yeah, it looks great. Can't wait. It's going to be so funny. Number four.
Number four!
There you go. Catching up. Adrift announced alongside with a trailer. That was weird. Adrift, a first-person exploration game using the Unreal 4 engine, was announced at the Game Awards, along with a trailer showing off some exploring and grabbing oxygen tanks.
Yes.
Looks pretty awesome.
Yeah, that stuff is always interesting to me.
I always like the exploring stuff more
especially like space. Yeah. Like,
it's like gravity of the game is what it looks like.
Well,
like you're in a space station and it gets obliterated and you have to stay alive.
As long as Sandra Bullock isn't the one doing the voices.
Yeah, I don't think she's
associated
with it. So, but looks cool. It's coming next summer. So that's pretty quick. It's not that long. That's what I like. When companies announce a game, and 6 months later it's coming out.
Yeah, and
that's cool.
It's better for them to say, oh, well, it's going to come out in 2 years. Yeah, it's really long, far away, but at least they're giving them enough time to actually stick to that date. Like, they can get everything done in that amount of time.
Yeah, but, like, I'd rather them work on it up until a point to where it's, like, almost there, almost ready to go, and then show it off and say, hey, it's coming.
Yeah.
Like, sooner than later.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, I'd rather, with the good games, I'd rather them take their time to finish them instead of releasing a broken product just because they want to get it out before Christmas, you know?
But just because they're showing it now doesn't mean they haven't been working on it for, like, two
years
already.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, if they tell us a release date, it's nice for them to actually keep it. I don't care if it's 2 years or if it's like, hey, we're releasing next week.
Yeah.
As long as they've given themselves the amount of time to actually create it, good, mm-hmm. and not have that many glitches.
Well, yeah, it looks a lot. Looks really pretty.
Very interesting.
Yeah, very cool looking. So, and it's coming to PC, PS4, and Xbox One. So, more love for everybody. And last but not least, number five.
Number five! Five.
The first gameplay of Uncharted 4 was revealed at PlayStation Experience, showing off impressive visuals, more open levels, Drake's brother, played by Troy Baker, and a confirmed for 2015 release.
That game is beautiful.
Gorgeous.
It looked like a cinematic, but it was really in-game.
Yeah, like, look, when we started the video, you were like, oh, it's not a trailer. It's gameplay.
Yeah,
I know. It's crazy.
I was like, I really thought that was, I mean, it was like, he was looking around. Mm-hmm. And then it showed his face, like it was an up close on his face, and then it panned back and showed the back of him, like, you know, most of those games. That's how they bring you from the cutscene into the game, is that they have that little pan around so that you're back behind your head now. And when that happened, I was watching it, and then I saw him start panning back, and I was like, is it going to go around him and show him standing in the environment? And then it stopped, and I was like, this is in-game.
Yeah, it's crazy looking.
It's beautiful.
God bless Naughty Dog.
I know, right? They're really doing good. Didn't they say, though, that Drake wasn't going to be in any of the next Uncharted's? Like, in Uncharted 3, didn't they say that it was like his last game?
No, this is their last Uncharted, period.
Okay.
Like, other studios may come on and do, like, spin-offs of it or something, but this is the last Naughty Dog Uncharted.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know why I thought they said that last time about it.
No. It felt like it for a while, but...
No spoilers. I haven't finished that yet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oof. Yeah, you got to finish Uncharted 3. You got to finish it.
Hell.
So, looks pretty. Very pretty. Some new little combat features, like... the grappling hook / whip thing.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's pretty cool. The levels, they don't look like levels. They just look like spaces where...
Yeah, it looks like he literally stumbled.
And like...
And there are people there.
The part where he's like on the kind of the cliff thingy and you look out over the place where you're about to go into, it doesn't... Like, you can't tell where it ends.
Yeah.
It's just like...
Yeah, it looks like when crazy. You look over the edge of, like, a map on Halo, and
yeah.
It's just like, it shows you all of this land, and you're like, well...
Oh, I can't go there.
I can't go there.
But it's like, that's where you're going.
Yeah, you can go there.
It looks like a skybox, basically.
It's not really open world. It is, like, it's a big map.
It's not as linear as, like, Uncharted 2.
Yeah.
Or, it's like, it's more like The Last of Us, where exploring and getting around a map is kind of... like part of the game.
Yeah.
It's and also you don't have to kill all the enemies, which is cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
You can sneak around, kind of play it however you want to.
You're gonna try to do your no kill.
My Batman playthrough?
Your no kill like you usually do with those games?
I don't know. We'll see. It depends. Usually when it's Uncharted I'm just ready to shoot people, so.
Yeah, that's me on any game. I'm like, I just am gonna murder everybody.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a second. Did I miss somebody? And I'll turn around and go back. I'm like, this is a cutscene? I need to go back and make sure I killed everybody. Like, death.
That's just mean.
That's me. I'm that guy.
But also, a new character was introduced during this little gameplay tease. Nathan Drake has a brother, apparently.
Yeah, and a sister, but you don't know about her yet.
You think she?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I think it's that blonde girl that he was dating for a while.
His wife? That'd be messed up. But no, like
that would be good.
The introduction to Drake's brother kind of makes things intriguing because we've never really known much about Drake's family / past.
He's kind of seemed like a loner to me.
Yeah, like,
I mean, like he has friends, but he's always still kind of been like, I'm gonna do all this on my own.
Mm-hmm. In Uncharted 3, at the beginning, you know, you got the spoilers for Uncharted 3 at the beginning. You get to play as Baby Drake. Not Baby Drake, but he's like 13, 14 years old. And but he's like an orphan. He doesn't have parents. He lives in like at this church orphanage type thing. Well, at least that's what they hint at throughout the thing. But
So
it makes me wonder, is this one of his friends from the orphanage that is like a brother to him, or
yeah.
Is it his actual brother that he found?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, because that could be. You never know,
right?
But I don't know. They kind of looked a little similar. I don't know.
Yeah. So, it also begs question about the title, A Thief's End. Which thief is it going to be? Is it going to be Drake, or is it going to be his brother? Because they seem like they're in the same line of work. So. You gonna have to shoot your brother up at the end, or is your brother gonna shoot you up at the end? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think they're gonna end up turning.
Yeah,
I think they're gonna turn against each other. Like maybe he's there on a job with him, and then realizes he's doing something wrong, or so. I think that's probably around the lines they're gonna go. But you can't really tell from
right.
Just the
trailer. But we can speculate the crap out of this.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But
like that dude's gonna find Jesus. And just chilling on a couch somewhere eating
right.
potato chips. He's like, hey man, I've been waiting for the right day. Okay.
Makes me wonder where Sully is at during all of this.
I want to know where his wife is. She's fine.
She's probably at home with the kids or something.
He has kids? Oh, that's,
probably.
That's so cute.
They say it's like 10 years later from Uncharted 3.
Yeah, that could be. That's about right.
So it's very possible.
And he was probably in his like mid-20s for Uncharted 3.
No, like early 30s.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, he should be a daddy by now.
Late 20s, early 30s. That's probably where he was, somewhere around there. But yeah, makes me wonder if they're going after Sully, like to rescue him from these weird pirates or whatever. Like, I don't know what's going on. It's going to be cool, though.
Yeah, I've never had a problem with any of the storylines for Uncharted.
Yeah, me neither. They're always fun.
Yeah, they've always done good with everything.
Just begs the question, who's going to die again? Like, we had this conversation a couple episodes back about who was going to die in Uncharted 4.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I remember talking about that. Yeah, I don't...
And the brother's an interesting addition.
I don't think Drake will die. I don't think so.
Okay.
Because if he has a wife and the possibility
might
of children...
Might be a little too grim
for Uncharted. Maybe it's a little too much.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, especially for the fans that have grown attached to the character.
Right. Yeah.
I wouldn't want that to happen. Everybody else can die, I don't care. But I just don't want him and his family to die.
Right.
Or Sully. I like him.
Yeah, Sully's a good guy.
That guy.
Hashtag save Sully.
Yeah. Don't even know if he's dying.
Right, right. But yeah, like, let's talk a little bit about the environment of the Uncharted 4. This is our topic of the week, by the way. Totally forgot to segue. It was Uncharted 4.
Yeah,
so,
you know, I want to start off by saying I'm happy that a lot of games, because we just got GTA, right?
Yep.
For the PlayStation 4. I'm happy that a lot of games are starting to go into actually putting, like, plant life. And that's a
huge deal.
You can really, like, in GTA, it looks phenomenal.
And all they did was add grass.
Yeah, all they did was add grass and, like, little bushes. Like, yeah. I mean, but like, it looks good in GTA, but in Uncharted, that makes that surrounding. Because there is so much plant life everywhere. Like, even the stuff, like, you know, when you're climbing a wall... There's usually, it looks like plant life, but it's just a 2D picture of it.
It's just like a texture added.
Yeah. But in this one, it was like, they were actually hanging off the sides of the, like a flat-faced wall.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's really cool to see that kind of stuff, like happen, because, like, all the last-gen stuff, the only game that I ever saw that actually had, like, plant life in it was Skyrim.
Yeah, well, Last of Us had, like, grass and trees and stuff,
yeah, but
not, like, to the extent that
Well, but it was also, a lot of that stuff was also, like, in pavement and stuff.
Right.
You know, like, so, there was a reason for it not to have a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because it takes a while for grass or plant life to completely overcome concrete.
Right.
Like, it can come up through the cracks, but for it to completely grow on top of it, it's going to take a little while.
But... That's what next gen's all, or current gen now. That's what this is all about, is the little things.
Yeah, the little things. And
makes all the difference.
Yeah,
sure.
The little things make the big things.
Yeah.
Like, they help it, they add to it.
Like, GTA 5 has these particle effects now. Like, if you're in the grassy plains, you'll see, like, you know, the little specks of pollen and dust floating around.
Yeah, or in the little sawmill, there was stuff over by that.
And, like, fog at night on the roads and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like, it's just all that type of stuff. And in Uncharted, you remember when he throws the grenade over at the guy in the cliff? And it explodes, and you see all the dust, and you see the little pebbles of rocks, like, flying off, too. It was just, like, incredible. Like,
yeah, the little things are really helping with it. And another thing was that, well, this is one thing that I've always noticed, and it's something that really bothers me about a lot of games. Whenever they have, like, a... I don't really know how to explain it. Like, if you have stuff where you can climb or you can jump to like a something or other, it always looks like the rock grew out with a flat surface.
Yeah,
like that bothers me a little bit, and I understand it. That Assassin's Creed never really had that problem, just because
it's all buildings.
Yeah, it's all buildings.
Except for when you went out into like in AC3 into the woods, and it's like these trees all look the same.
Yeah,
they're
all the exact same trees, but that's one thing about the Uncharted video that I didn't like, was that you could tell, like, all of the jump points.
But at least it wasn't as noticeable. Like, they kind of blended it a little bit. Like, because Uncharted 2, you know, everything was yellow that you could climb.
Yeah, basically.
And like, you would see, like, obvious little things. But this one, they blended it in better, which I'm cool with.
And another thing is that there are games that... give reason to why things are so standoffish.
Yeah, because it's integral to the gameplay, basically.
Well, and like in Mirror's Edge, they said that everything was red, but it was like...
Only red to her.
Yeah, like she could see those points.
Right.
And that made that makes more sense as to why everything, like all of your climb points are red. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, that's just one of those things. But in Uncharted, that wouldn't fit because he's just a normal guy.
Right. So like, yellow is just like a good, like, guide.
Yeah, that's basically, that's what the game, that's what the developers added in. But yeah, I mean, other than that, other than the little rock thing, I didn't find one thing that that bothered me.
Yeah, it was awesome. And being able to pick up little things in the environment, like that pick that he used to climb up the walls.
Yeah, that thing.
That was really cool. Create a foothold.
Yeah, that was pretty interesting. I'm surprised that this is like one of the first games I've ever seen them do that on.
Yeah.
Because that's, I mean, that's really like in life, if you get to a spot that you can't get past, you don't just go, I can't get past there, better find another way around.
You can
make things to help you, like, you know, if you throw a rope up there or stab something into the wall or, you know, stuff like that, like, or like, you know, if you're climbing up some rocks and there's some little rocks in the way, just yank a few of those little rocks out and you put your hand there, you know, stuff like that. So that's one of those things is like, I like that they're starting to add stuff like that into video games nowadays because you would, in life, you would have those opportunities.
Right. Onto the combat.
It still holds up.
Yeah. I mean, it still feels very Uncharted. It's constant action.
I like that they added that you can basically shoot from any position that you're in.
Yeah.
He was sliding down a hill shooting. He was running and shooting. He was holding onto the wall and shooting. Yeah, the only thing he didn't shoot on was when he did the grappling hook.
Right. I always loved the running gun in 2, like just running around and hip firing the thing or blind firing basically.
Yeah.
But like, it looks like they nailed it in this one. Like, it's not as flowy because, you know, when you would do that, like, it would still be regular look mode or whatever. Like, it wasn't aiming. So like, it would be like too smooth almost. But this one, it looks like they nailed everything.
It's like it's like you're really getting into some shit.
Yeah. It's
and you have to you really have to like. And use your skills to get through, like, away and fire at the same time.
And the huge levels, like, change things up a lot. Like, he was, not only was he going in and out of stealth mode, like, him being spotted, running away, hiding, then going back in at those guys. He was just, like, you know, flanking from left and right, up from above and below, like, just constant, like, it was just crazy.
It gives you the extra space and extra, like, climb points and stealth points give you a lot of like stuff to play with.
Yeah.
And it also gives you a lot of room to play with. So
it's very cool.
That's always good. But it didn't seem that they gave him too much room though.
Right. It was like just enough.
Like you could get to a safe spot, but they would still come around the corner looking for you. Like instead of running so far off that you can just sit there and wait.
Right. It was like what I see this like turning into be is like the story is obviously linear. Like there's no going away from that for Uncharted. But like instead of like coming up to a spot where you just like walk down the hall, it's like instead here's like a huge bubble that you can roam around in, kill some guys, and then you go to the next bubble. That's what I see like happening.
Yeah.
With like little set pieces in between. Like that the end where he's climbing up the rocks and they start falling. And it's still all, like, you're still in control of them, and you're still climbing.
That's what I was going to say, is it's, another thing is, like, the transitional spots where you are climbing from, as you would say, like, one bubble to another bubble. Mm-hmm. They added little things inside of there that are, like, exciting. Like, things that can happen inside there. So, that way, whenever you're going from point A to point B, you don't get bored just walking around.
Yeah. It's great.
One thing I always thought was, that I always think about every time I play these games is this dude is just constantly climbing and jumping. How does he not get tired?
Because video games.
Well, yeah, I know, but and I mean, I'm not trying to naysay it, but like that's one thing that always crosses my mind when I'm playing Uncharted or Assassin's Creed. Even I'm like, I don't care if you were trained to do all this stuff, you're still gonna get tired.
Yeah,
army people are trained to run with 80-pound rucksacks, and they still are like. Coughing and wheezing at the end, you know?
Oh, man. But, yeah. Uncharted 4.
Good game. Good franchise.
Yes. Yes.
I'm really looking forward to that.
The fact that it's coming next year makes me more excited. Like, we already knew it was probably coming in 2015 or early 2016, but I hope it's, like, fall of next year, like a year from now.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm okay with waiting for it a little bit, just because, like I said, I really want them to make sure that it's good.
Well, I have, after all the games they've released, I have complete faith in
Naughty Dog. Yeah, they've never had a problem with producing a good game. So, like, I'm not worried about it. I just know, like, as a company, that they'll probably end up, you know, take their time, deal with it. But, you know, they've probably been working on it for years.
Yeah, like, I believe they started working on it, like, at least the pre-production, like, during the tail end of The Last of Us development. So that was, like, 2 years ago?
I don't know. I don't remember.
But, yeah, like, I just... it's gonna be good.
It seems like there's a lot of really, like, well-made games coming out.
Yeah. It'll be better than this year. A bunch of broken stuff, but...
Yeah. Well, you got anything else on that?
Oh.
Any other questions you got for that game specifically?
Let me think.
Because, as you know, I am a walking thesaurus for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for video games.
Gotcha.
That's what I am. Okay. I know everything.
Okay. I don't think you know what a thesaurus is then. But, one thing that was interesting was Pirate Treasure.
They said something about pirates.
Pirates. You see some dead skeleton pirates.
Pirates seem really popular for 2014.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it was, like, probably 2013, 20, like.
Yeah.
It's just pirates, but.
Pirates seem, I don't know, I feel like I've seen a lot of pirate stuff lately.
Well, we're always going to be in a place where we see pirates and ninjas and zombies. Like, that's going to be the three footholds of the gaming community for the rest
vampires?
Of mankind. No, you don't see vampires that much in video games.
Darn.
But.
Darn!
I
would love to see some beautiful, shining vampires at some
sparkle
point.
Sparkle
in
the sunlight.
Video game. You know, I wouldn't be surprised, though, if the Saints Row guys drop something like that in there.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Like shiny vampires or something. Those guys do anything. They don't care.
Gosh. Let me see. Oh, we also saw more gameplay for The Order.
Yeah. I have that pre-ordered, by the way. I realized that when I went to GameStop earlier.
It looks like a third-person shooter. A really pretty third-person shooter. But a lot of people are worried about all the QuickTime events. It's like you shoot some stuff, and then it's QuickTime events for a long time. And then you shoot some stuff again. But we'll see. We'll give it some more time. It's coming out in a couple months, so...
Yeah, I got it pre-ordered. I also have Evolve pre-ordered now, so...
Nice.
Actually, I think I've had it pre-ordered. I'm pretty sure I'm getting close to paying that off. Mm. I will say, another thing I was wanting to talk about was GTA.
Oh, yeah. We should hit that.
Because we both got it, like...
The next-gen or the current-gen
GTA. Yeah, we've got it basically the same day.
Yep.
It's still the same amazing game that it has always been.
Right.
It still has all the same stuff.
Yep.
Still haven't fixed the heists, apparently.
They'll get there.
They'll get there.
Eventually.
But the talking point on this, the focus point, is the first-person gameplay.
Yep.
Which is great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's so much fun. A lot of people said they were having problems with getting headaches and being nauseous and stuff like that. I read a lot of stuff about that.
That's funny. I didn't have a problem.
Have a problem with it. And it might be one of those things where if you're one of those guys I think one of the reasons why you and me didn't have a problem with it is because we haven't played a third-person game in a while.
Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, but we didn't play it that much.
I played it quite a bit.
Well, you played the storyline, right?
Yeah.
You just flew straight through it, though, like you always do?
Well, I just, like, I did a little bit of everything.
Well,
so I played it over 25 or 30 hours.
Okay, well then we went straight to, from that,
Far
we
Cry.
Went to Far Cry. So we went from a first-person game into playing that first-person, right?
Yeah.
How many people you think literally played GTA on the PS3 until the PS4 version came out, and then they switched straight over and tried to play from that point of view.
Probably quite a bit.
Yeah. I think that might be one of the reasons why everybody had such a problem with the switchover.
I think they should just get over it.
Yeah. I mean, I understand. Nobody, you know, it doesn't matter how fun a game is. If it makes you, if it gives you headaches and makes you sick, like, you just don't want to play it. It makes it not fun.
Yeah, pro tip, you might be getting headaches from the field of view, and you can change that in the options.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people said, was that they brought it down a lot. When I was watching some of the Rooster Teeth gameplay stuff, and they said that it did not bother them, but it bothered the viewers.
Right. I can imagine viewing it on the small YouTube screen that it would look.
Yeah, what they did was that they all went in just for the viewers and dialed back their field of view thing so that it wouldn't be so, like, throbbing. Mm-hmm. And apparently that worked. So, I don't know. I dialed mine back straight off the bat just to make sure that I don't have any of those problems.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't think I haven't heard any problems. Oh, the cars driving on the bottom sides of the...
Oh, yeah. In GTA, like, this is the only weird thing that
we've
seen happen.
Yeah, it's really
GTA,
strange.
GTA Online, at least for the current gen. Like, we saw a lot of weird stuff in the last gen version, but this one, like, there's these cars, and they just fall through overpasses.
Yeah, they just straight through.
Or even grind up below them.
Yeah, it's really like they're still right side up, but the roof of the car is stuck underneath the overpass, grinding across the concrete.
It's pretty funny.
And it's following it. It's not like it looks, it's like it's supposed to be on top. It's just
right.
Not.
And every time that happens, like, we just get scared that we're just going to crushed by a car.
We were in the middle of a mission, and we were walking, and I was ahead of Joe, and one of the cars come crashing down in front of me from underneath an overpass, and I stopped, and I backed up and was like, what was that? Right. And then I looked up, and I saw another one, like, fall through the overpass and hit the ground, and Joe just sprinted through, and I took a few steps back, like, I don't think I want to go through there.
I was already over halfway, and I was like, I'm just going to run through. Just go. But, yeah.
It's pretty funny, though.
Yeah. But first-person view makes the game so much more intense.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Like the shooting and stuff is all good, but, like, if you really want to see how brutal that game is, you fight people fit, like, with your hands.
Yeah, it's scary.
The melee stuff in first-person view is crazy.
It can be unsettling.
Yeah.
For sure. But it's like, just don't do it to civilians, and you won't be as unsettled. If you're fighting bad guys, you know, it'll make it intense. But, like, man, just, like, running up to somebody and, like, just sucker punching them, or as Casey does with a hatchet.
I love the hatchet.
It's just like, ooh.
The hatchet
makes it feel weird.
My favorite weapon in the game now.
Yeah.
Especially in first person. Because you walk up to people, or you run, whatever. I'm usually running because I just am ready to destroy someone. So I was running up to this fat lady on the streets, and whenever you swing, it's almost like your head, like, because you know, when you're running and you're getting ready to swing something, you throw your body,
mm-hmm.
and you throw it kind of in a downward angle, so that when your fist comes across, it's following the momentum of your body.
Right.
So with that hatchet, because hatchets, you don't swing them sideways, you swing them full, like, from
overhead
down. When you swing it, it's almost like you lose sight of that person for just a second, and then you hear this just crushing, slashing noise, and then you see the body like coming past your face with an axe buried inside of them.
It's just
and
scary.
It is intense. And once they're down, you can just keep chopping them. Just whoosh, whoosh,
yeah. If you're an axe murderer,
that would be me.
Yeah, but I like the driving in first person a lot. I believe I'm actually better at driving in first person than I was in third person, but
maybe
because I can see more of the stuff in front of me that's not blocked by the car.
Well, my problem is that I was always good at working my surroundings from that third person. If I can see what's coming toward my left or my right, I can drive better. Mm-hmm. I never had a problem with what's in front of me. It's the stuff around me that used to bother me.
Right, but like, car chases in first person are awesome.
Yeah.
Gunplay in first person is awesome. The cover system in first person is awesome.
The car chases feel almost exactly like Need for Speed.
Yeah, like...
Like, they are...
It's like a freaking racing
game. They're on par with, yeah, with racing games.
It's awesome.
So, I mean, it's amazing. It's an amazing addition to the GTA world, yeah, especially since, like, you know, people have been modding GTA to try to do that ever since.
Yeah, they've had first-person mods since for 4, and 4, it was awesome. Yeah,
and people loved it. Yeah. I think that was one of the videos that went viral, actually. Mm-hmm. And it got a lot of hits, and everybody was commenting on it and everything. And I think that was probably...
I think it's cool that Rockstar was like, well, hey, let's just do it.
Yeah, let's just add that in there since people like it so much. But and the detail of the first-person stuff.
It's just some, like...
Like, the cars have the low-beam, high-beam light on it. Yeah, all the,
like in the dash.
All the gauges work on it. In the planes, you have your the thing that tells you if you're level.
The gyro thing.
Yeah, the gyro thing works perfectly. The
altimeter.
Yeah, it tells you your height and all that stuff. It actually counts up as you go up. And, by the way, you top out at about 8,000 feet.
Respectable.
Those people who don't know. There's just a lot of amazing things that really work. And in the planes, it says gear up and gear down. And
what I find absolutely insane about this is that, you know, you can just switch on the fly, first of all. Like, first to third. So that means that all those little details are rendered all the time.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, insane.
Well, I mean, it doesn't bother me that much thinking about that because they already said that they were going to add an insane amount of detail to it, you know?
Right, but to still think that huge of a game has that much detail, like, ready to go at a moment's notice is just, like, I think that's a huge feat.
The only reason why it doesn't bother me is because putting it into the game is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But being able to switch back and forth, all you're doing is, I mean, if you really think about it, all you're doing is taking your camera and just... bringing it to your face.
Right, but think of it like, because it's a third-person game, but when you switch to that, the first-person view, it feels like a first-person shooter. It doesn't feel like a tacked-on third-person view.
Yeah, but...
But that's what I think is incredible, is that
the same
it just
thing,
feels
though,
so great.
With the guy that did the mod.
Right.
Whenever he took it, it wasn't a game that was built for that, but when he put the camera on the character's face... It made it feel like first person. It's all a perspective thing.
But I think you're getting confused. Because, like, what I'm saying is, like, the fact that in third person it already looks great, but then you go to first person, you see all the details ready to go. Like, it just shows the amount of time that Rockstar, and effort that Rockstar puts into their game. Because the GTA, like, when you did the first person mod for GTA 4, you could see how crappy the textures were inside the cars.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that was just... That game was also...
Exactly. It was a game built for third person, but somehow Rockstar made it be both.
Yeah.
Which has, like... Fallout did it, but, like, not to the extent that Rockstar has. And it's just, like, incredible. Like, I just, like... Now it's even more of a game that you can play however you want to.
Well, but the question is when moving to the new console...
Mm-hmm.
When they decided, hey, we're gonna go ahead and re-release this for the new console, and we have more space to work with,
right?
Now that we have a better system and whatnot, do you think if they would have decided not to do the first person, that they still would have put all the detail in there?
Probably to an extent.
Like, that's what I was trying to get at, was that they were gonna put that in there regardless.
But it probably wouldn't have been like that. Specific of detail. Like,
I don't know. Well,
like the dash lights.
The dashboard stuff probably wouldn't have been in there.
And the little engravings on the gun. Like, that's all there the entire time, which is just crazy.
Yeah.
Like, all those little details are still there when you go to third person.
Yeah, it's all...
It's just crazy.
And that's just making the game look better.
Mm-hmm.
In general. Even without the first person, if they would have put all that stuff in there, like they did...
You'd still be able to notice.
Yeah, you'd still notice it. Because, like, when we went from... Because I played a little bit in third person first.
Mm-hmm.
I could still tell. Like, you're walking down the street. Like, the blood splatter on the cars and all that. Like, I mean, you can really tell the difference in the... even in the third person, you can tell the difference in it. Because it's just... Like, they did a lot to that game.
The draw distance is insane. Like, you can see cars, like, over, like, a mile and a half away, basically.
Yeah. There are some things that we were looking at where it was just like, you're looking at it and you're like, this is a movie.
Yeah.
It just looks beautiful. Crazy. Good game.
Yeah. I can't wait. Like, first thing I'm going to, like, we played a lot of GTA Online this weekend. Which, by the way, the up-res multiplayer character models are awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing.
They look like they could be in the storyline.
Everybody, all the characters don't look like claymation people anymore.
It's, like, really well put together. It's just great. But I can't wait to do the whole storyline in first person. That's what I'm going to do.
They still haven't fixed that black-purple thing with the pants.
Oh, really? Maybe it's just, like...
I don't know what it is.
Maybe your eyes are just messed up.
Maybe my eyes are too good.
Maybe.
Maybe I'm seeing things too clearly.
You took the
I took the red
blue
pill.
Blue pill or the red pill?
It's the red pill.
Sorry, I don't know.
I think it's the red pill. I'm pretty sure it's the red pill. Because the blue one's like docile.
Yeah.
The red one's like show me.
Take the blue pill, go back to sleep. Yeah. Yeah, I got you.
Or get an erection. One of the two, I'm not entirely sure.
Great. Now we have a penis joke on the podcast.
Our first penis joke. What podcast is this?
Number 15.
There we go.
Gosh, didn't take very long.
I'll wait until 30 to say another one.
Okay. but yeah, GTA. Just great.
Good game. It still holds up.
So this begs the question. What other third-person shooters or third-person action games would you want to play in first person? Or vice versa, which first-person games would you like to play in third-person?
Oh, that's easy. If I could play Halo in third-person, I would do it.
Really?
Storyline Halo, yes, I would do it.
That's weird.
I would. And I would go with, let me think. I'm trying to think of what third-person game I would want Halo to kind of adjust to. I would probably go, if they did Halo in third-person... with the same mechanics as Mass Effect, I think I would be overjoyed. Because my...
Really? You would want to dumb down the Halo combat to the Mass Effect version of combat?
Well, no. I mean like the aiming and be able to like switch shoulders and stuff.
Oh, okay,
stuff
gotcha.
Like that. Not like the combat itself, just the controllability of the character.
Yeah.
Because one thing I always love to do when I play Halo... I will get online and I will get a chain gun and just tear through people because I love the way I look with it. Like, it just looks awesome. And I feel badass in third person walking around with a chain gun and this gigantic suit of armor. Like, it's just great.
Fair enough.
So.
I do remember, I think it was Modern Warfare 2, where they had the third person mode online.
Yeah,
That was fun for a little bit, but it just wasn't well done. So.
If you ever want to have fun playing a game, you get Modern Warfare 2, put it in third person, and play Tag. Mm. That is so much fun. We used to do that all the time, and it was just the most intense thing ever.
Nice.
That or Michael Myers, one of those two. Was just... I'm
trying to think. First person games that... Or third person games that I'd like to play in first person. Stuff.
It's a lot of games are built specifically for their field of view.
Exactly.
So it's hard to adjust it out in or out.
But now that GTA's done it, I feel like a lot of people could do this. Like not saying they should because they wouldn't do it as good probably, but like it begs the. It's like another addition you can add to your game.
You know that's your quote for this podcast.
What?
It begs the question.
It begs the question.
You said that a lot now.
But, so, let's see.
Another thing is that GTA, I will give GTA the benefit of the doubt. It does look beautiful in first person.
Yeah.
But I don't think it looks as good as, like, Halo.
No, well, like...
Like, I don't think it looks as good as a game that was specifically built for first person.
But to me, it still, like, stands up.
Like, no, it does. It looks amazing. I'm not saying that it doesn't.
Like,
it looks as good as Far Cry.
Yeah, which looks amazing.
Yeah, Far Cry looks
good. So, like, I think it just, somehow, it just works either way for me.
Yeah. I think that there are some games, though, that if you tried to mess with them, if you tried to pull them into third person or tried to push them into first, that it's it would not be as good. It's kind of like trying to take the like the when they modded it.
Yeah.
So I mean,
but of course, I'm speaking hypothetically. Yeah, like if it were perfect in
it would have
third
to be
person, or
it,
in first
it really
person.
Would have to be like the game developer doing it because and it would take time.
Obviously, I mean, who knows. They were probably working on first-person mode right after they released GTA 5 or something.
Yeah, I'm curious. I'm kind of curious about that. Like, do you think once they realized that they were going to release it for the next gen, that they started working on that straight away? Or do you think that they were like, all right, let's take this half of the office, you guys work on that, and this half is going to work on GTA 6?
Well, here's what I think. Like, I think they were trying to get it on last-gen consoles, the first-person mode. But they couldn't, so they realized they were going to be able to do it on PC, and so they decided just to make a next gen version. Also, that's what I think, because it was coming to PC eventually, anyways, like all Rockstar games do. But I think they were trying to put it, or they wanted to put it on last gen, but it wasn't working, so they pushed it to next gen consoles or current gen consoles. So that's what I think, because like that the amount of work that would take is like a long time. It's like basically like building another game.
Yeah.
So like I feel like they were working on it for quite some time and it just wouldn't work for last gen. So
I really hope this will probably be the last thing I say about GTA, but I really hope that they with the next game they take us back to Vice City.
Okay.
Even if they just call it like GTA Vice. That's what they should have done with 5, cuz then they could have done the V like 5 and then Vice.
They should do Red Dead Redemption 2 before they do next GTA.
Yeah, I could obviously see that. Well, Red Dead,
I think it's already like rumor that
I don't think it would be Red Dead Redemption 2. It would be Red Dead something with an R.
Red Dead
Rumble.
No. Let's name the next Red Dead game for them. Hold on. Red Dead Retribution. Red Dead Revelation. I'm just listing all the. I'm listing old game.
That's where he
titles.
Finds Jesus.
Yeah. Red Dead.
Renaissance.
Revolution.
I think you already said that one.
No, I said Revelation.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
Futuristic. Red Dead Resonance.
Whoa.
That's gonna be the 8th one.
Laser revolvers, like. Yeah.
He's carrying around a Han Solo pistol.
Yeah. Oh, man. Let's see. I'm trying to think. So we got GTA. We already talked about that. Talked about Uncharted. We already went through the hit list, all that good stuff.
Well, I don't think we got much more, man. It's been kind of dull lately for us.
Are you kidding me? There's a lot of stuff happening.
But I mean, like, we haven't really, like, done a lot.
Yeah, I know. It's because we're
keep up with... We're about to move.
Yeah. Next Friday.
Yeah. So next weekend is probably going to be a slow weekend for us.
Probably. We'll get the podcast out, though.
Like game. Yeah, we'll probably get the podcast. I don't know if we'll do any gaming, getting gaming out. But,
yeah.
Because we're probably going to be moving and adjusting all week.
Yeah.
Weekend.
During my finals week of school.
See, that's one thing I'm thankful for. Like, my English class doesn't have a final.
Nice.
I just turn in a paper.
That's nice.
Which is what I should be working on right now.
It's all right.
Sorry, Dad.
So, let's see. We're moving. A lot of crazy stuff. I don't know. It's just going to be... This week's going to be hectic.
Yeah, it is.
Have $300 by Saturday.
Yeah.
Or Friday. But... It's going to be good.
We're still working on all of our scaling up for our mics and cameras and more video content and stuff like that. We're still working on that.
Yeah.
If anybody's wondering, any of the like five people listening.
I got the motion graphics intro done.
Yeah.
3 seconds of awesome.
PS4, I don't know when they did this, but now on the Twitch, on the camera for Twitch streaming, you can do it. It has the built in like green screen stuff. So once we get the green screen here, we can probably do it to where we don't have that big box covering up our screen. It'll just show us.
Nice. That's cool.
So that'll be good. I really am excited about that because I hate that box. I want people to see how dirty my house is.
Yeah. Yeah. It's cool. Very cool. Whew. You just got Advanced Warfare.
Yeah. There's another thing I was going to say. I forgot about that. Next week, we can probably give a review on that. Not necessarily.
Quote, unquote, review.
I mean, for the podcast.
Yeah.
For the podcast. You know, we can talk about it on the podcast, see what we like about it, what we don't like, see if it's basically a rip-off of Edge of Tomorrow.
Which I hope it is, because that was the best video game movie of all time.
It was kind
of
cool. It was a cool concept, but I think it was a little cheesy.
The movie?
Yeah.
No, that movie's amazing.
The only reason why I say that is because there was a few times that I thought in my head, I was like, all right, so this is how you fix this problem. Like, you know, in the beginning, when...
Possible spoilers for Edge of Tomorrow. Keep going.
It's been out forever.
Like a couple months.
I don't know. Anyways, doesn't matter. You know, in the beginning, when he first gets that thing, yeah. He, like, throws up on him?
Yeah.
Well, then they fight to get through all of this stuff, right?
Yeah.
Why didn't they just adapt what the monsters were already doing? And basically what he would do is go, all right, well, let me grab 10 other guys and take them down into this pit right when that thing spits up blood. And then all of them would be infected. Then they'd have, like, a troop of people who can relive every day.
Well, because nobody was believing him. That was the whole thing, that nobody believed him until he met Emily Blunt.
Okay, but whenever he met her, she had a group of people under her command.
Yeah.
Didn't she? Okay. Yeah. So those two would grab him, yank him out into the field, and go, 1, 2, 3, go! And then throw him out into the hole, and then everybody would have it.
Right, but like...
Because that's what the monsters do.
But they forget, like, they don't remember stuff that happened from the previous days. So, like...
Yeah, they do.
Only Tom Cruise does. They don't.
That's what I'm saying. He remembers what he did.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. If basically he was like, all right, guys, I know this sounds crazy, but just follow me on this. And he, you know, like that one part when he walked in and he was talking to that professor guy, and he basically like said everything he was gonna say. He was like, I've done that. I know I've been here before. I know what's gonna happen. Just trust me. If he just grabbed those guys and was like, you're doing this, you're doing this, you're doing this, you're gay, you're about to have a baby, you know, all this stuff. And they're like, holy crap, how does he know all this stuff? He's like, I'm telling you, I know the future because I've lived it already. Follow me today when we go in. I'm going to throw you underneath this thing and it's going to change your life.
Well, that wouldn't make for a very good movie.
Exactly. But it would fix the whole movie. Like,
you have no theatrics.
Shoosh, just woo, wipe it right out.
No, you gotta draw it out. But you gotta make it into a 2-hour movie.
And the thing was is that I thought of that as soon as it happened. I thought of that. And it just ruined that movie for me. Because the whole time I'm sitting there going, this is just pointless. We could have fixed this already. Like, that was my thing. I was like, oh my God. You're gonna watch it. You're gonna watch it again and you're gonna be sitting there going,
no, I love that crap. Movie.
It's a good movie. It's a really good movie.
It's a great movie. Best video game movie of all time.
I think it's funny, though, that Tom Cruise plays, like, a nerd guy in the beginning. Yeah,
it's great.
Because he just...
doesn't know what to do.
Yeah, and my thing is the role that they picked for him, where he's, like, a consultant or whatever,
yeah,
that is the only way he could pull off that thing. Because if you tried to get Tom Cruise to play, like, an actual, like, computer nerd, that would not fit.
Right. It's like, wild.
Dude, just you have an amazing jawline. What the hell? What are you doing here? You could literally go and sell your body for money and you'd be fine.
It's funny. But yeah. It's tomorrow.
Good movie. I don't know why. Sorry we segued over, but
it's okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's...
we're at the tail end, so we're just...
I'm really looking forward to playing this game, but I'm going to have to wait like 2 days. Mm. Because I got to write my paper today, and then I got to turn it in tomorrow night. Yeah. You could play it a little bit. If you
maybe.
While I'm doing this.
I'm about to head home. I got a lot of crap to do, so.
Yeah, all of my clothes are already packed, apparently.
Nice.
I couldn't find a pair of boxers when I got up this morning. Hmm. I'm wearing the ones from yesterday.
Thank you for listening to the Couch Co-op Podcast, episode 15. If you want to... blah, blah, blah.
If you want to blah, blah, blah.
If you want to blah, 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 go to www.couchcoop.net. you can also... follow us on Twitch at twitch.tv/couchco_op. You can go subscribe to our YouTube channel. Important. You should do that. because pretty soon that stuff's going to happen. At youtube.com/couchcoopgaming.
I got one.
So.
Okay. If you want to join our crew on GTA.
Oh, yeah.
It's couchco-op.
Nice.
It's like exactly what it is on the website.
Yeah. Yeah. And you can follow us on Twitter at couchco_op. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/couchcoopgaming. I think that's
pretty
much
all. We have a million different things that we're on.
It's okay.
We probably use
Instagram. You can follow us on Instagram at couchco_op. Follow us on all the interwebs.
You can come down to the coffee shop that we hang out at.
What? There's no coffee shop. So, yeah. This has been episode 15 of the Couch Co-op Podcast. Thank you for listening.
You gonna say it?
And we're out.